Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the Drivecast. My name is Dean. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And I hope you had a great Easter weekend as we think about, celebrate the resurrection and certainly the end of one of the greatest chapters, right, in all of the scriptures in Romans chapter 8. Those verses are Mount Everest, right, in the Bible in a lot of ways. And so as we kind of reflect on Easter, you know, we look back to some of the events of Holy Week. Today, we're really focusing on Matthew chapter 21, where Jesus cleanses the temple. And, you know, people were coming to celebrate Passover. People were coming to connect with God as their creator. And Yahweh, Elohim, certainly as the money changers were getting in the way of that. The cultural idea here is that the people who would exchange currency in the temple were upcharging people, and that would have made sacrifices cost too much. So for common people, in some ways, there was the opportunity and that they would have been cut off from the chance to worship, to experience Passover, to be reminded of God's goodness to the people in bringing salvation. And so Jesus, whenever he cleanses the temple of these money changers, it gets applied in a lot of ways. Quite frankly, in our culture, it gets used to maybe put a stamp on somebody who wants to rebel in any kind of way against any kind of authority. And I would say for, you know, for Jesus's perspective, from what happened in the temple, it was much more about people being inhibited from worshiping God. And you know, as we looked at Easter, you certainly saw that in the person of Christ, right? He offers himself in the crucifixion for our sins in our place so that he could bring us to God. One of the things that we talked about at Lewis Center, just by way of illustration, as far as God's love for us, is that for Christmas this year, my wife got an Ember mug. And if you don't know what an Ember is, it's a mug that is battery operated. It's available right every morning. If it sits on charge all night, it keeps your coffee at a constant temperature the whole time that you drink it. And the only thing you have to do is you kind of control the temperature with your phone. So you have to create an online profile. And so when Angie went to create her Ember profile, she kind of paused and she looked at me and she said, well, why are they asking me about my preference in men for my coffee mug? Now, some of you may know, some of you may not know, that Ember is not only the name of a coffee mug, but a completely separate product. There's also a website called Ember that's an online dating app. And so you have to create a profile for that, too. And maybe Angie found her way onto the wrong site there. And so we talked about how God's love is the ember for our souls. It's 100% available to us every day. We need to warm our hearts in it consistently, daily, because it's the thing that changes us. Jesus Christ dying on the cross, resurrected on the third day, giving us power, that a God who knows everything ahead of time because he did everything in the past before time. His scripture says that before the foundations of the world, he had determined that he would send his son to die for us to show us what love was like. A God who's behind us, a God who's way ahead of us, certainly is going to be with us in the present as well. So what can separate us from the love of God? Can persecution or peril or famine? So these verses in Romans 8 say, no. We are more than conquerors, as people, right, who are called and who are loved by God. Paul says, for I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. What Paul is saying to us is whatever you do, don't get too far from the love of God. You know, here in Central Ohio, we talk about the a lot, right? The Ohio State University. I said to the Lewis Center crowd, God's love is the. It is the thing that brings change into our hearts and our lives. He's a God that's way ahead of us, and he's way behind us. Everything is history to him. And so we know that he is with us today. I'll pray for us, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray. God, we pray today in the context of resurrected living hope, knowing that, God, what you want is people to come to you and worship, and you will pursue us. You'll knock things out of the way to make a way for us to come to you. And so, God, we make ourselves available to you this morning, welcoming your presence into our lives, believing that nothing can separate us from you. Now you take the opportunity to pray.